I don't really know of any ancient civilization which achieved a high level of functioning which didn't use psychedelics. Psychedelics were astonishingly widely used in the ancient world, and used very carefully, with great attention being paid to what we now call set and setting. So, for example, you can go to Chavín de Huántar, about 200 miles north of Lima, turn right, drive up into the Andes, 14,000 feet, drop down into the Chavín Valley, and you'll find yourself in an ancient archaeological site, the largest part of which are galleries below the ground, which were used in ceremony in ancient times, and that ceremony involved the San Pedro cactus. It involved, in which mescaline is the active ingredient. When the conquistadors came there, they couldn't understand what all this was about. Why had they created these great galleries? What was going on? We now know what was going on. They were creating a setting that would maximize the effect of the psychedelic of choice, which in their case was the San Pedro cactus. If you go to Eleusis in ancient Greece, it's a ruin now outside of Athens. But for more than 2,000 years, until the 4th century after Christ, Eleusis was the beating heart of the ancient Greek world. And again, like Chavín de Huántar, it turns out that there are enormous underground galleries, darkened spaces, which they called the telestrion. We now know what was going on there. The initiates in the Eleusinian mysteries came and drank a brew before they went down into the telestrion. That brew essentially was LSD. It was a non-poisonous form of ergot growing on barley, which they then harvested and cooked up in the brew called the kaikion. So no wonder when people went down into the telestrion, into those darkened spaces which were subtly lit here and there, that they would have life-transforming experiences. Plato was an initiate, Sophocles was an initiate, Cicero was an initiate, Pindar was an initiate. They all said that the experience they had had in the telestrion after drinking the brew was life-changing. They lost utterly their fear of death. They knew that death was not the end, but just the beginning of the next great adventure. And those spaces were the heart of everything that was good and worthy and worthwhile about ancient Greek culture. And it's a comment upon the way that civilization has gone, that it was fanatical early Christianity that destroyed Eleusis and that put an end to those rites that had been so life-affirming and so life-enhancing for so long. And this is true, frankly, all around the world, whether you go to ancient India, whether you go to ancient Mexico, of course to ancient South America. In South America, we have a whole pyramid city called Caral, which has only been excavated in the last 15 years. And, you know, archaeologists went to it with their prejudices. Nobody could have created a huge place like this unless they were highly domineering and hierarchical and making war on others. Turns out there's no evidence of warfare whatsoever at Caral. But what there is evidence of is the massive use of hallucinogenic snuffs from the Amazon. So this great culture that built the largest pyramids ever created in the New World, pyramids that are 5,000 years old, this great culture was founded upon and based upon the import of hallucinogenic snuffs from the Amazon and the free interrelation of peoples without any warfare. You can find this all around the world. Psychedelics have been central to human culture from the very beginning. And I think that goes right back to the Stone Age, to the Upper Paleolithic. There's a moment when a light seems to go on in our ancestors' heads all around the world. And they start producing art that is definitive of visionary experiences. They are depicting visionary experiences. And that's the moment that we get this huge step forward in the evolution of human behavior. We're already anatomically modern, but the software wasn't there. It looks like it was psychedelics that provided the software that brought about modern human consciousness. We are now in a process of reversion from that. We need to correct that course. We need to return to the course of expanded consciousness, of dissolved boundaries, of openness to the universe, and to the spirit of love and nurture, which is fundamental to the human experience.